We're talking to Leslie Boswell from Shickley, Nebraska, who's one of the Common Ground volunteers in Nebraska. And Leslie, we're here watching the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Association food dialogue here today. A lot of interesting discussion, and probably pretty similar to some of the discussions that you have with consumers in your Common Ground duties.
There have been a number of similarities, although the food dialogue is going into much more depth and detail on a lot of subjects, but they're basically hitting what consumers are wanting to know. How is the food produced? How can we guarantee that it's safe for our children? And what we as Common Ground volunteers are trying to do is to explain to them that what we do is safe. That's how we raise our family, and we trust it. So other than really getting into details, we're trying to convince them that it's safe for theirs too.
Now, you just started as a Common Ground volunteer a few months ago. Talk about some of your experiences so far and maybe some of the highlights for you.
I haven't had a lot of areas where I've been able to talk to people. I was at the Lincoln Rib Fest, which was very interesting. I was also at a Super Saver here in town one Sunday morning or Saturday morning, and then also out at Husker Harvest Days. And the differences that I found between those areas were at Rib Fest, it was middle of Friday afternoon where there was a lot of business people in the area, a lot of people that were not necessarily in a farming background or from, they were more city people, I suppose you could say. At the Super Saver, there were a lot of people that I was surprised to hear, we came from a farm, or my folks were on a farm. And of course, at Husker Harvest Days, it was mostly farmers. So there have been a few points that I did get a chance to talk to some of the people, that they did have some questions. But a lot of the comments that I've heard is, thank you for taking the time to talk to these people. We've been needing it. We need somebody to do this for us. And we've had a lot of people just say thank you for doing this.
From where you're coming from, and I know you have to be prepared to address all kinds of questions, I guess what are the one or two areas that you feel most strongly about, the messages or maybe misconceptions that you'd like to clarify if you had that opportunity?
Well, the most near and dear to my heart is the animal safety. The difference between animal protection and animal abuse, and how we treat our animals and protect them from elements, from diseases, from predators, and they're even bringing in the Homeland Security into this. I feel very strongly about how we protect our animals, and yet in some places it is foreseen as being somewhat abusive because we are putting them in buildings that are climate controlled and that are secure as far as diseases and predators, and we need to explain to them why we treat our animals the way we do.